You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? Everybody doing good on today? Oh, welcome. Welcome. I know this is one of your favorite radio programs in the entire world. It is time for your spiritual GPS to success. Yeah, buddy. And oh, my God. I am overjoyed. I really am. I'm overjoyed to have you. All right. That ain't enough, y'all, but we got to cut it off right there. But listen, thank you so very much for joining me on today, and I sincerely appreciate you, and I pray that you are experiencing the joy of life right now. I pray that you are really experiencing the joy of life. Yeah, just so much fun. And right now at the time of this recording, we are preparing for the holiday season. Thanksgiving is quickly approaching us, and y'all got all y'all ingredients and what you go cook, or have you made your orders? The older I get, I'm more into the ordering thing now. I'm more into the ordering, like, oh, we just go order us a bird and order us this and, you know, keep the kitchen nice and clean. But anyway, but I do hope that you are really, really excited about the holiday season. And in fact, I'm not going to limit the program to the holiday season, but something that Spirit spoke to me, and I want to share it with you. I really do want to share it with you. The other day, I was just reclining and just resting in a sense, not really sleep, but just, you know, just taking a little sit down breather. And I heard something so phenomenal in my spirit, but I've heard it before. I really have. I've heard it before. And I'm going to tell you what that is in just a moment. But don't forget, those of you that are in Houston, Texas, I am coming to Houston December the 11th, 2021. I'm on my way to Houston. And so we're going to have a spiritual strategies masterclass. That's going to be in Houston. Okay. That is going to be in Houston, a spiritual success strategies masterclass, December the 11th at 9 a.m. The registration is $20. So be sure to register. Now, if you want to register, all you have to do is text the word masterclass to 40691. That's it. All you got to do is text the word masterclass to 40691. And I guess you do have to submit your information along with your $20, and you will be registered for the class and the session that we are going to have December the 11th. It's going to be phenomenal. Now, listen, if you still want to be a part of our live or recorded studio audience, all you got to do is text the word LOA to 40691. Okay. Text the word LOA to 40691, and you too will be notified when I'm doing a live show, and you'll get that notification, and you can join us. Yeah, because I love to talk to you. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm coming back with something that Spirit spoke to me, and I believe it's going to be a great inspiration to you. Don't go anywhere. You in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley. I'll be right back. Tune your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And you know, I've shared this with other people on Facebook. And if you are not a friend of mine on Facebook, please go and follow Dr. Mosley. That's me. Follow me on Facebook. I teach on Facebook every day. And so I encourage you, follow Dr. Michael Mosley on Facebook, befriend me and all that other good stuff. Well, on social media, I'm really trying to, I'm doing better with Instagram, y'all. I really am. I did a post today, so I'm doing better. What is my Instagram name? Dr. Mosley _ the prophet. All right. So find me on Instagram and then all those other social media outlets. But you know, the other day I was getting ready to do a Facebook Live, as I always do every day, and something just really, I heard Spirit say something to me that was so familiar, but I knew it was kind of different. Well, you know what it was? Somebody said, no, we're waiting on you to tell us. Well, what it was that Spirit told me was, be careful out there. Hmm? Really, that is what Spirit told me. And like, what? What did you say? It said, be careful out there. And I'm like, what do you mean, be careful out there? Well, that's really what I heard. And I heard it so strong. Now, you know, most time when someone says, be careful out there, and sometimes, you know, as an older person, all right, you be careful out there now. You know, you send your children on to school. All right, be careful. Watch the cars. Watch for the activity, for the traffic. You know, be careful out there. All right. And then what's another one that we say? We say, take care of yourself now. All right, take care of yourself. You know, I know some of you have heard that, right? Well, I heard that in my spirit, be careful out there. And I really understood. It took me just about a few moments, but then I began to understand what he was saying to me. You know, that is a scripture that is, of course, in the Bible. That's where we find most scriptures. But that scripture in the Bible that lets us know, be careful, or be watchful, or be alert, be sober. Because you know what? Your enemy, or the King James Version says, your adversary, the devil, right? He's around and he's walking and roaming like a lion looking for someone to devour. Well, when I heard that scripture, when I heard that, be careful out there, that's what came to me. Be careful out there, because there is something, there is someone, there is an energy that wants to devour you. Now, this is the time of year we're getting ready for the holidays. Christmas is vastly approaching, and Thanksgiving is really next week at the time of this recording. And so I knew what he was sharing with me was, be careful as you go about. Be careful as you entertain and talk with other people, because there are other spirits that are out there, and you want to be mindful of these other energies. In other words, how can I say this? Let me be honest. Come on, Michael, be honest. You know, this is Thanksgiving. I automatically think of, it's called association. I associate Thanksgiving with cornbread dressing, and I associate cornbread dressing with my mother. Now, my mother passed away in 2019. So if I don't be careful, I will begin to start allowing that energy or that spirit of sadness to take over. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So it's like, be careful out there. It's the holidays. Oh, y'all, I was walking through Walmart and the other day, and just looking around, and they are playing Christmas music. And so they played a song. Hang all the mistletoes, I'm gonna get to know you better. Right? Y'all know that, right? This Christmas, Donny Hathaway. Oh, I was doing fine, and all of a sudden, sadness began to hit me. Like, oh, Lord, right? It just began to hit me because, again, you go through that little grief. It passes, but you go through that little grief. Be careful out there. So you got to have a backup plan in your mind. Oh, you can do it. Just have a backup plan. Okay, when this comes, this is what I'm going to do. When this happens, when I start to feel like this, I'm going to immediately begin to think about ice cream. Just something, just anything to make your way through this, because you can do it. Right now, the weather's starting to change, and now it's getting a little cooler now here in Georgia. So you have your backup plan. You're starting to go get your winter clothes out. I have some in these containers. Now I'm pulling out the containers that have my sweaters and my overcoats and all of that. So I'm pulling that out because I know once I get cold, hey, backup plan. Let me get my coat. Let me get my sweater. So let me get my sweatsuit out. I want you to be encouraged to know, be careful out there. be careful because you can make it. There are different energies that want you to succumb to a negative energy. So somebody right now, it is up to you to be careful out there. Now, sometimes we know that, you know, sometimes this makes me feel a little blasé, but that's all right. My backup plan is, hey, let me go and get a nice fresh salad. I would say ice cream again, but I'm trying to be healthier. Or let me go to the gym. Let me do something a little bit different that I can be careful out there. So I got to go to some callers in a few seconds here because I want to ask somebody, what are you going to be careful of this holiday season? Somebody said, I'm going to be careful of overeating. That's what I'm going to be careful of because, you know, ooh, that chocolate cake along with the peach cobbler and the banana pudding. Yeah, that's what I'm going to be, because you know what, when you overeat, when you get ready to lay down, you can't lay down. You can't be comfortable. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Think about that for just a moment. What are you going to be careful of? What are you going to be watchful of? What energy are you going to be mindful of this holiday season? Y'all be careful out there now here. I'll be right back. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And I tell everybody this. Now, I am more of a spiritual teacher than I am a Bible teacher. Now, I am a Bible teacher. I do believe that. But some people, they only go as far as what the Bible will say. If it's not in that book, I don't want to hear it. But I go beyond the Bible to get more of a revelation, to get more of an understanding and appreciation for how this may fit in today. Now, sometimes if you go to church, they'll say, well, you got to be sober and be vigilant because your adversary is seeking whom he may devour. You know, and that's as far as they go. Well, as a spiritual teacher, I want to tell you, sometimes your adversary could be suicide, depression. Sometimes your adversary could be overeating. Sometimes your adversary could be alcoholism, because some of us, that's the way we medicate the pain. Some people, it could be just, I'm going to smoke a little bit more. I'm going to smoke them special kind of cigarettes. You know what I'm talking about. So, because your adversary, it just wants to get you off track. It really wants to get you off track. And sometimes we got to be careful of that. Sometimes somebody else may be having a bad day. So you be careful, because the energy that they are feeling, it will come on you. So you got to have a backup plan. It's okay that somebody want to talk to you about their marital problems. But then you be careful when you go home to your spouse, and now all of a sudden you got marital problems. Now, wait a minute. That's just like the cold. I got that energy from this person over here. Let me do something to keep everything together. So be careful out there. Listen, I'm going to the phone lines. I think I'm standing right here in Georgia, my new hometown. The winner of the World Series. Yes, the Atlanta Falcons. How you doing, Tyreek? How you doing today?
I am doing very well, Dr. Mosley. How are you?
I'm one of them. That's not the Falcons. That's the Braves, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, the Braves. That's right. The Falcons is the basketball team.
Yeah, I'm saying the Falcons. I meant the Braves. I'm looking dead at the logo, and I said, maybe that's me prophesying that they're going to be all right this year. But, Tyreek, how you feeling? Now, Tyreek, you just told me you just finished eating your second breakfast. I'm going to tell the whole world. He just finished eating his second breakfast and now on his way to lunch.
Ned, yep, exactly. I'm going straight to Popeye's. Give me a three-piece of biscuit and a strawberry soda. Yep.
I ain't going to fool with you. I ain't going to fool with you. But, hey, pick me up something while you're there, okay?
All right.
Listen, Tyreek, I'm curious. What is there any energy that you're going to be careful to avoid or be careful of this holiday season?
I'm actually going to be careful of, it's going to actually two energies, the negative energy and the drainage energy. And what I mean by negative energy, like people always complaining about this and complaining about that, and both kind of coincide with each other. And what I say about, what I mean by the drainage energy is I'm always like a happy-go-lucky person. And I always tell people, you know, most people say, oh, I don't have this, and I don't have this. And the first thing I say is, hey, do you have a roof over your head? Yes. Do you have your health? Yes. Do you have food? Yes. So what are you complaining about? You're able to pay your bills. You may have hard times, but look at the bright side. Darkness does not last always.
Wow.
So I'm trying not to get pulled to that dark side. Hey, always stay into the light, because if you want to go to the dark side, stay over there. But I'm going to try to keep you in the light in a positive direction. And a lot of people always ask me, why do you always smile? I said, because there's no room for sadness, because this day you will never see again on this date and this day. So you never want to waste your time on sadness and misery.
I love it. I love it. And I like how you said some people, it'll pull you. And you know, some people, they don't mean to pull you. It's just they find that you are so nice and so easy to talk to. And now while they're talking to you, all of a sudden now you're feeling a little uneasy. You're feeling sick, or you're feeling, you know, kind of blasé. Well, it's because that energy has now attached itself to you. So I think that's wonderful that you must be careful. And I love the word that you use. Drainage. I love that word. Mm-hmm. Be careful of the drainage. Some people will drain you. Now, in the metaphysical realm, they call it being a psychic vampire. They'll drain. Psychic means mind. So they'll drain your mind. They'll drain your mental energy. So we have to be cautious of them psychic vampires. You know, while you out trying to have margarita night and everybody else getting it happen, somebody else, my husband left me and this and that. And they're like, oh, Lord, I got to go, y'all. I got to go. I love you, boo, but I got to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes plenty of sense.
Yeah, you really have to. And you try to keep everybody in that middle. Is that what I'm understanding? To kind of show them the light.
Yes, that's correct. And everybody always call me, hey, what are you up to? I got a question for you. I charge. Not just to make them laugh.
I do that with a friend of mine, too. I need to talk to you. Okay, it's $10 a minute. That's what I say. $10 a minute. All right, let's go. Your time starts now. And they just bust out laughing. Tyreek, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, I had the opportunity now. I've written five of my stage plays, and I actually got everything copywritten. I finally got that back. And I spoke with a theater operator yesterday, and I prayed to God to say, hey, whichever one calls me back first, this is the one I'm going to go for. So this is going to be my first play. I'm going to put it on in May. So I'm just kind of edgy and nervous, but yet I have a great good feeling about that.
I do too. I have a most awesome feeling about that. And I'm feeling really good. Even when you said the month of May, I really feel like it's going to be wonderful. I saw a post today, and this is what is coming to me. Just somebody made a little post that says, I am minding my own business. Well, I thought about that one time. And what that means is I am giving attention to my business. I'm giving attention to my desires. I'm giving attention to what I want to happen. So I can congratulate you on giving the attention to what you desire to happen. All is going well for you, and I really do believe that. It really is. So I'm overwhelmingly excited for you. You know, keep going. Avoid that energy of drainage, which means you got to maintain your happiness. Keep your vibrations up, because this is going to be an awesome journey for you, okay?
All right, thank you. Now I gotta make sure I get you some two free tickets. Well, actually, four free tickets.
Because I will definitely be there. I definitely will be there. All right, I really do. I look forward to this.
All right,
keep me posted. This is going to be a wonderful success for you. I guarantee it. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Moser. You have a great weekend.
Same to you. Now, you be blessed, everybody. You in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Moser. What are you going to avoid this holiday season? Yeah, think about it. I got to be careful out there now. All right. I'll be right back. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And boy, these computers are something else. I'm figuring it out. It was something silly on my end. I'm like, can y'all hear me? No, they couldn't hear me. I had my mic cut off. But anyway, you know what, everybody? You know, again, I'm talking about, what are you going to be careful of this holiday season? What are you going to be careful of? Somebody has to be careful of overstressing. Or overthinking. What about that one? I overthink things too much. Sometimes you just want to be careful and say, hey, you know, don't worry about it. We all just want to be here to have a good time, meet family, see cousins and aunties and uncles that you haven't seen in a while. And hey, you know, just relax. If you don't have money for a turkey, get some chicken and fry it up and let's still eat. And have a good, my kids don't really care for turkey that much anyway, so don't waste money, but enjoy. What are you going to be careful about this holiday season? Because remember, this is what God told me. The enemy, your adversary, there are spirits that are lurking to depress you, to cause you to get suicidal, to cause you to feel alone or lonely. I don't have nobody this week, this holiday. I don't have, no. I do have somebody, just maybe a friend, it may be somebody that may not be exactly what I want, but I'm going to appreciate those that I do have. Let me go to the line now. Let's see if I can talk to Karen. Karen, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Now, Karen, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from Louisiana.
Oh, Louis, where are you in Louisiana?
I am from Opelousas.
For real?
Yes.
My brother-in-law is from Opelousas, Louisiana.
Really?
Yeah, it's a whole, well, it used to be a whole clan of them called Drawsands. You know, there was a whole big family called the Drawsands. In fact, he's working on his mother's home because his mother is moving back to Opelousas.
So, wow.
Yeah, she's moving back to Opelousas. But now, I've always said this, Karen, anybody from Louisiana can cook. I don't know if y'all learned that in kindergarten or what, but y'all learn cooking like we learn our ABCs. Anybody. In Louisiana can cook. So can you cook, Karen?
Yes, sir, I can.
See, I told y'all. See, y'all think I'd be lying. We're going to all be down there in Louisiana for Thanksgiving because you know the food going to be off the chain.
What? Yes. Deep fried turkey, baked ham, baked roast, gumbo, seafood gumbo. We might even do some etouffee, some jambalaya.
Good. Wait. How many folk y'all have coming to Thanksgiving? Do you hear her? She gave a whole restaurant menu. I mean, that's the whole menu.
We normally have a big group that come in, but unfortunately, with COVID and stuff this year, it's going to be a very small group. So we'll probably just do a turkey and maybe a ham or something with some rice dressing, some corn on the cob or something. You know, a couple of vegetables, green salad, a roll with a little dessert.
We're just
a little dessert.
Wow. Now, Karen, somebody go find you somewhere. Is this Karen's house? Well, any Karen will do, as long as y'all got some food here in Louisiana. But Karen, you know, I said that Spirit spoke to me and told me, be careful out there. Be careful out there, which means just to be mindful that there are other energies that are around us. And you know, Karen, have you ever been somewhere where maybe somebody else was happy and it made you happy? Have you ever been there?
Yes.
And have you been somewhere where somebody was a little sad and then you became a little sad?
Yes.
So you can understand.
What you're saying resonates really deep with me because I have to be this holiday, I have to be mindful of not trying to get into, you know, getting depressed or being sad, self-pity. Because with everything that's going on this year with COVID and with the debts we've had in our family and with personal problems within my home, it's hard not to let that spirit of sadness and that spirit of anxiety and depression fall upon you. And that's one of the things that I struggle with. And that's one of the issues that I've been struggling with, is to stay positive, because I want to relay a positive spirit, a spirit of joy and happiness. And then that way it doesn't get the people that's around me or that's within my energy field. It doesn't get them. It doesn't bring that negative feeling to them. It keeps them in that positive mode, because it's unfair to others. If we're sad and we make others sad, it's unfair to them, you know. And so it's just trying to maintain that positive, that joyful, you know, smile even when you're crying on the inside type feeling.
I like what you just said. It's unfair to others. Many times we don't think about others, and it's not that we don't want to. It's just that we don't think that way. That your sadness is causing everybody else, you know, to kind of feel a little gloom, you know. So somebody. Right. Somebody has to really keep the spirits up, because it is Thanksgiving. It is the holiday season. And although we may miss certain loved ones and certain things that we are normally accustomed to, still, this is a time to celebrate those that we have, those
That's
that are
right.
yet with us, those
true.
Joys. Does that make sense to you, Karen?
Yes, it does. It really does. It resonates really well within my spirit.
So therefore, everybody, what I'm going to encourage us to do is to focus on what you do have. Now, somebody may say, well, I don't have the rice dressing that Karen may have, and I may not have the ham that Karen may have, and I may not have my cousins coming like Karen may have, but what do I have? What do I have? And really, I believe that's what Thanksgiving really is for, that we did make it through this. And now, Karen, how many deaths did you have in your family?
We lost, I want to say, probably about 6 or 7 people within our family from COVID. Yes.
Really?
And it was an immediate family. It was like cousins and stuff. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And we have lost, I know this year, my wife's family lost, I know, 2 people, because I had to, really 3 now, that I had to do their funerals for them, right. for the first 2, and that was a shock as well. And so I encourage everybody, look at who you do have, who is yet at the table, who is yet in the family. And even though they may not be able to come to where you are having Thanksgiving, at least we thank, and with technology now, we can FaceTime each other and all that other good stuff. But I want you to be appreciative that you did make it through COVID. You did, because I had COVID too. I got it. And thank God, was that this year? Oh my God, this year. It sure was this year I had COVID. But thank God I made it through. This is, we are in November and I had COVID in February of this year. Wow. I'm just having an awesome aha moment, I guess.
Yeah.
But Karen, what can I look into for you on today?
Well, like I said, I've been having personal problems at home, and I'm with my husband and myself, and our marriage is going through like a really, really stressful time right now. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know, am I being patiented enough? Am I doing everything that I need to do, or is there something that I'm missing out that I should be doing?
Stop resisting, number one. Because and this is one thing that you are resisting. I don't know how to say it. Well, yes, I do. I had to hear it clearly. Open yourself to move further. Number one, I don't see you all splitting up or anything like that. I don't see that. I see you all really moving on together. But it's going to have to take an effort of not resisting. We need to move beyond this. I really do feel like you all are arm in arm walking down the aisle like we're getting married again. But it's both of you all that are presenting yourselves to the divine. It's okay, let's walk past this. We really can do this, but it takes a mental effort to say, I got to move on. We've got to move on. And sometimes it's like a resistance because I don't want to be hurt again. I don't want to be under this type of pressure again. I don't want to be in this position again. So sometimes we become fearful, which causes us to become stagnated.
Yes. Yes.
Am I making sense to you?
That you're making a lot of sense. Yes.
So I do feel you all both love each other. Whatever the issue was, whatever the stressful point was, it was very heavy and understandably so. But right now, I do feel that you all have the energy, the capacity, the strength to move beyond this. This is what shows how strong your love really is. This is because neither, what's that? I hear that song in my ear by Gladys Knight. Neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye.
Yes.
And yes. So that's telling me that you all do not desire to separate. It's just trying to pick up the pieces and move on. But now this is something that I've never heard this before. I'm going to tell you what this, I'm hearing this. I've never heard this. Don't try to pick up the pieces. Let's just move on.
Okay.
In other words, sometimes it's as there's a scripture in the Bible that says, as they went, they were healed.
Right.
Talking about the lepers. Well, I encourage you, just leave it right there. Sometimes you just got to leave. Have you ever had to get up to go to work or somewhere and you did not get a chance to make up your bed?
Yes.
So when do you make it up? When you get home.
When
you get back. So this is the reference that I'm getting. Leave the bed all messed up, tossed up, pillows everywhere. Just leave it right now. It's not that important right now.
Okay.
Let's move on to focus on the love that we have.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So leave some things behind. And even right now, we're going to talk about some stuff maybe later. But... Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to sound churchy on this, but I do hear this. When Jesus spoke to Peter, they did not rehash the past when he denied Christ. Peter was asked a question by Jesus. Peter, I just got one thing I want to know. Do you love me? And that was it. He denied it, but Jesus didn't even address that. I just need to know, we need to move on. So I need to know, the main question is, do you love me? Does that make sense, Karen?
That makes expense, yes.
Well, Karen, I want you to stay encouraged, and let's see if we can deal with that question with your a wonderful husband, and let's see if we can move on, okay?
Okay.
Blessings to you, Karen. And just like Karen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't forget to schedule your reading with me. Yeah, all you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. And you know what? You can use the code word help, and you'll receive 25% off your reading. Yep, it's for a limited time only now, okay? So text the word reading to 40691. You can get a one-on-one personal private reading with me. Use the code word help and you'll receive 25% off. I'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley of Atlanta, Georgia. And don't forget now, get your reading. Get your reading. Text the word reading to 40691 and use the code word help, and you will receive 25% off of your reading. What are you going to be careful of this holiday season? Again, that's what Spirit told me. Be careful out there. Because sometimes you find where you are in your home and your own private edifice, but when you go out to work, somebody else got a problem. Or when you go out to work, somebody else is mad at their husband, so they go get a divorce. And now all of a sudden, that energy, I think I'm going to do the same thing. Well, you be careful out there, because their situation may not be your situation, so you want to be careful, right? Listen, I'm going back to the phone lines, and I believe I'm getting ready to talk to Davida. Davida, how you doing on today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And Davida, you told me you're from Detroit.
Yes, sir.
The Motor City of Detroit, Michigan. Wow. That's, for me, the home of the Clark Sisters, and I'm just a Clark Sister fan, the first family of gospel music. Did you see that movie they did, what was it, last year? Did you see the movie?
Yes, I did. I think our whole town was in tune to the movie. I watched the whole thing. I probably watched it a couple times.
Me too. And do you know, I even sat there and I cried, because I really was a Dr. Mattie Moss Clark fan. I was in the choirs and all of that. And I felt like but you know what the movie did for me? It really gave me a chance to say goodbye, because I didn't go to the funeral for her. And she died, I believe, in 94. Was it 94? I think it was 94. And
94 here.
So when I saw the movie, it was like my chance to say goodbye. And I just went into tears all over again. But you know, Lifetime is just known for it'll make a grown man cry. But now, Davida, we want to be careful out there this holiday season. Is there any particular energy that you want to be careful of this holiday season?
be careful of not trusting your inner instinct. You know, sometimes we tend to kind of jump the gun on certain things if opportunity pops up without really sitting back and listening to your inner, you know, that inner feeling to, you know, make sure that you're making that right decision or not. So that's what I'm trying to be careful of this holiday season.
So you want to trust your inner feeling more. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
Wow.
That's correct.
So now what are you, what, tell me something that you're going to do to kind of help develop that.
Instead of making decisions in my personal life, instead of just kind of jumping a gun and making that decision right away, actually talking to God and praying with God first. And sit on it for a second instead of just saying yes immediately, but actually sit with it first before I make that decision.
Now, let me throw this out at you, because I feel you're going in the wonderful direction, the right direction. Now, I just want to encourage you, don't sit too long now. Don't sit too long. Because some people, honey, I'm going to pray on this. You know, I look at, are you married, Davida?
No.
So, Davida, oh, we got to pray up you a relationship. Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes. No, I'm not.
Oh, we got to pray up your relationship. Okay, Lord, we're going to put that number one on the list. But now, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you recognize their voice when they call you on the phone. Is that right?
That's correct.
You know your mom's voice or maybe your dad's voice or, you know, that wonderful person in your life. You'll know their voice like, hey, Davida, you up? Hey, boo, what's going on? You know, you recognize each other and you begin to have a feeling of each other. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
Now, the reason why I'm saying that is because when you develop your relationship with Christ or your relationship with the divine, you begin to know the divine. And all it takes for the divine to do is just give you that power nudge or that even that soft little nudge to say, okay, this is good for you, Davida. And that's why I'm saying we don't want to sit too long, because sometimes we start getting to the point we still not trusting our inner voice. Well, I feel like it is, but. I feel like it's a good opportunity, but then I don't know. It's like, what do you want the Lord to do? Catch the house on fire for you to say, go for it, you know? So I do want to encourage you. I feel that you are in the right direction, that I don't want to not trust my inner voice, but I do want to really trust it enough. And really, I'm going to say this thing to you as well. Take the risk. Take the risk. Because that's what I really do feel. Sometimes when we wait too long, we just talk ourselves out of it. And remember, let me go to another story in the Bible. When the angel came to Peter and Peter was in jail, you remember that story?
Yeah.
He was in jail with 16 soldiers the angel walked over to the side of him and say, get up, Peter. And Peter had chains and Peter got up and the chains fell off. You remember that?
Yeah.
And the Bible said them soldiers were still asleep. I wonder how them chains go fall off Peter and them soldiers did not hear them doggone chains. I never could understand that.
Right.
Wow. But the key to the point that I'm making is the angel said, get up. And Peter got up right then. So this is why I'm saying with your relationship with the divine, it'll tell you, Davida, let's go for it. You only got a few seconds to get up out of here. Let's go. And you're going to be amazed, even this holiday season, the great things or the greater things that you're going to achieve. So I say congratulations to you, Davida, okay?
Okay.
Now, Davida, tell me something I can look into for you on today.
You might have touched on it, but the biggest thing is that I call myself a job manifester. I always, I get a job, another better one comes along, I take that job. So now I've been presented with an opportunity to possibly go to another position. I actually kind of like my job now, but I'm not sure if it would be the right move because... I'm really after, I guess, more money as far as the salary I don't know if I should just stay put where I am currently, or when that opportunity comes to where I get this new job, actually take it. I interview for this job on the 29th of November. So that's my battle right now. And I don't know if you're going to say what I think you're going to say, but...
What do you think I'm going to say?
Possibly go for it.
It depends on your goal. Now, you just said to me your goal was to make more money. Okay, well, if that's your goal, then Spirit is presenting you with the answer to your goal. Simple. But now, if you change and say, well, I like my coworkers, or I like this job, I want to stay here, then we'll move that job out the way. It's like a restaurant. Do you want baked chicken, or do you want smothered turkey? What do you want? Well, I wanted the baked chicken at first, but can I change it to the smothered turkey? Okay, no problem. So this is what Spirit is doing for you. So you're not going to hurt Spirit, and please understand this. Let me say this for the whole world to know. You're not disappointing Spirit. You're not making God mad if you don't choose this over here. No, God wants you to be happy. So if this is what you want, fine. If this is not what you want, that's fine too. You have the right to change your mind. So now, what I will tell you is that this job is presenting, or this new opportunity is presenting more money to you. But if you, and if that's your goal, then that's what you do. But if you enjoy the job right now and you're happy right there, maybe the coworkers, the hours, the flexibility, the benefits, whatever you have that's going for you, then stick right there. Because the more you go, there's going to be a give and take on both sides. If you get a bigger house, there's more house to clean. If you get a smaller house, you probably you can see everybody, or you know, you don't have as much to do, or different things of that nature. So you want to be cognizant of that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So only thing I need to tell you is that Spirit is offering you your request. That's what is happening. Hmm. Does that make sense?
Wow. Yes, it does.
So, you know, and the kids do that all the time. Everybody, really, people do it all the time. I wanted that, and like in a restaurant, I did it. The prime rib looked good on that picture in the restaurant, but when I got it, I'm like, I don't want this. I want to take that back. Or have you ever ordered a drink and like, I want this. You know, it tastes flat. Bring me a Coke instead. And I hate to do that with Sprite, because sometimes people give you Sprite and it's all carbonated water.
Yes.
I hate that. Song. Like, I don't ever order Sprite when I'm out, you know, especially going through the fast food restaurant. I don't ever order Sprite, because by the time I get home and it's carbonated water, like, oh, God, I don't want to get back in the car and go back down there. So this is an opportunity for you. I want you to look at it that way. It's just an opportunity for you. You can take it, or you don't have to. And God is still with you. He's still saying, okay, life is an adventure. Let's go with it. Don't be afraid, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, Davida. Hang in there. Enjoy the holiday season. And I know you're going to be one to trust your inner voice, okay?
Okay.
God bless you. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. Don't forget now, schedule your reading. Now, all you got to do is text the word reading to 40691 and use the code word help and receive 25% off. Or go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. drmichaelmosley.com. All right. Now, listen, you know, you got to be careful out there. That is a lot of success that is out there. But you got to be watchful. You got to be what the Bible says. Be sober, be vigilant, be alert. In other words, because the enemy really wants to defeat you. The enemy, well, and there are different energies out there that are, it's just, they're just out there. Just like the cold virus, the flu, AIDS, whatever you have, it's out there. And if you're not careful, you can get sick. And you don't want to get sick. All of a sudden, if you're not careful, you'll lose sight of your dream. And you don't want to lose sight of your dream. If you're not careful, you can lose sight of what you're trying to do or what you want to do. If you're not careful. So I want to encourage everybody, like Spirit told me, you be careful out there. Have fun. Live. Enjoy the holiday season. But be careful. I feel that negative energy. Let me have a backup plan. Let me go outside. Let me walk. Let me go to the gym. I'm starting to feel this. Some holiday movies, even for myself, I can't watch them yet. Some of them I can, but some of them I ain't ready to watch that one yet. I got to switch it. Let me go to Golden Girls or Sanford and Son. In fact, let me go back to the phone line. Let me see if I can talk to Tamika. Tamika, how you doing on today?
You.
Oh, Tamika, I'm doing wonderful. So good to have you on. This is Chucky Mocha, everybody. Tamika, how are things going? Now, Tamika, wait. The last time we talked, we were having we were pregnant, expecting a bundle of joy. So how are you coming along with your pregnancy?
Oh, everything is coming good. I just had my doctor's appointment and everything is looking fine. I hope. I pray for a healthy baby.
That's all
that matters.
I'm so excited. So
I hope you see that.
No, I hope you see that. It don't matter about me. I hope you see that. Huh. So now, Chucky Mocha, what is something that you're going to avoid this holiday season? What is that? What is that energy that you want to be sure to avoid?
I want to avoid overthinking. My anxiety is always through the roof. I'm always thinking for the worst. I just want to take a start at just starting to think positive, have positive thoughts, and just not letting my anxiety get the best of me.
I agree. And that's why it's important, like we just said, for you to see the healthy baby, for you to see.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's exactly the word that I just heard for you. You got to feel it. You have to feel your success. Feel how awesome you really are. And I believe you're going to really manifest great things. So what is something I can look into for you on today, Chunky Mocha?
Okay, so last time we talked about the housing process. So
yes.
That's stressful. I don't even want to speak on that. But what I do want to speak on is a career move within my organization. So there's a position that, I really want my boss, she's been telling me that she's going to, get me on board. And, and again, this is something that I've been praying for, that I really, 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 a position that I desire to have. Does the Spirit tell you that I will have this position?
Why you want to know that?
Because, again, it's something that I've been praying for. It's something that would be a blessing. It's something that would honestly change my current position and setting.
All right. If I answer that question, let me say it this way. What you're expecting to hear, which is not bad at all, you're expecting me to say that, yes, I do see the new position. Yes, that's what you're expecting me to say. And my question would be, what is that going to do for you?
It would just help relax my mind.
Okay, that's a good
answer. It would help put me at ease. Yeah, it would just help put me at ease so that I don't, drive myself crazy. And, even if it's not, I can say, okay, well, you know what? At least I've gained the experience. Maybe it's destined for me to look elsewhere.
Now, that's what you need to be doing regardless. See, that's why right. that the Spirit had me to go that way, because right. that's where you need to be. That's where the true success is. If you keep right. over, because that's what you just said. Now, you started off by saying, what is something that you need to avoid? Overthinking. Well, this is the right. prime example of overthinking. You are right. overthinking, and you cannot enjoy today thinking about tomorrow. What if I don't get it? What if I do get it? Or if she go recommend me, they go give it to me, or they not go give it to me. You can't even enjoy Friday. You can't enjoy,
right.
you know, what's happening right now. Listen, just chalk mm-hmm. it up. You're putting too much pressure. You're giving it too much power over your life.
You're right.
Stop the overthinking, okay? Stop the overthinking.
Okay.
You have a greater chance, and this is what I need you to hear. You have a greater chance of getting the job if you stop overthinking.
Okay.
Because you put in, if you keep overthinking it, you're giving it too much power over you. You know,
right.
Chunky, now, that was one time I spoke to a young lady mm-hmm. a couple of years ago, and I told her, I said, baby, you're loving too hard, and your loving too hard mm-hmm. is driving men away. If you would just right. relax in the love, they'll be more attracted to you. It's like, oh Lord, here she calling again. Oh Lord Jesus, she want to go out. She want to go out today. She want to come over my house. And it's okay. You're like, well, don't the man want her to come over? Yeah, but you smothering me. Like, back up, you
right,
you, baby. Please give me some room to. You want to check my phone? You want to do this? You want to? Every time I turn around, you always got something you want us to do together. Will you please? Whew. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
I got you.
So listen, sweetheart, there's so much joy for you. Don't overthink it. And I believe, and I'm very confident that you got it, but you can't overthink it. Okay.
I won't. And I'm actually about to schedule a private session. I was in the middle of doing that, but you know, we need to, it's time for us to have our session.
Well, I look for, don't forget, use that code word and that'll be a discount for you. Okay.
Okay, I will.
Well, Angel, you take care and enjoy and hug your little boy for me, okay?
I sure will.
Blessings to you now. To all of you, I am so very grateful for you on today. And I pray that you think that I'm going to be careful out there. This holiday season, I'm going to be careful. I'm going to be careful not to overthink. Just, hey, if the turkey burns, it just burns. Y'all, we just going to go down, do like Tyreek did, go down to Popeye's, get some chicken. We just going to be all right. The party's going to go on. If I get the job or if I don't get the job, I'll be disappointed. But hey, there are other jobs that are coming my way because I'm just that good. I'm just that qualified. I am just that special. Be careful. I can't allow depression to come in. I cannot allow suicidal thoughts to come in. I cannot allow low self-esteem to come in. I got to be careful. I have worked too hard to build up my stamina, to build up my brand, if I can say that. I've worked too hard to be this handsome. Now, somebody say, I've worked too hard to be this cute. And I refuse to go down, right? I pray today that you be careful out there. The enemy, the devil, is really lurking around. And you can surpass it. Have that backup plan. I'm going to do this. When I feel this, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go out and go call a friend of mine. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go listen to this music, and it's going to lift me. I'm going to go schedule my reading. That's what you're going to do, like Chunky Mocha. I'm going to schedule my reading with Dr. Michael Mosley. In fact, what did he say now? What was that word? Oh, yeah, reading. Text the word reading to 40691 and schedule your reading and use the code word HELP for 25% off of your next session, okay? Or you can go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. DrMichaelMosley.com. And don't forget to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram. Be my friend. Oh, I would love to have you. I'm not out of words. I'm certainly not out of love, but I am out of time. But I'll talk to you again next time as we stay on the course, our spiritual GPS to success. God bless you, everybody.